first date, I don't know, first love. No, sure. She was my first love. But here's the ironic part about it. So Turkey Toes was supposed to come out and visit me. We bought two tickets in the bleachers for a Yankee game.
She's like, I love the Seahawks. And I was like, oh, there's a preseason game. Maybe I'd, you know, invite her and we go. That'd be fun. So I do. So I pay for the tickets. And if anyone knows Seattle, you, in order to get down to the stadiums, you either went through downtown or took the viaduct, one of their old viaduct. Well, a car caught fire in the middle of the viaduct just as we got on.
Valentine's Day weekend. We're going to talk about first love. Big Ben.
Yo.
How was your Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day was absolutely wonderful. We enjoyed a couple drinks, a couple cocktails, and a couple catch-up episodes of Vikings. UK win. Ooh.
Went out to dinner in Hollywood, and we saw Lionel Richie.
Ooh.
70 years old, and he had a hot 30-year-old girlfriend.
No.
Yeah. J-Mo and I were like, is that his daughter? Or, and then we like looked it up. I guess he's doing some 30-year-old smoke show.
Well done, Lionel.
Well done, Lionel.
Well done, Lionel. Well done, the 30-year-old that, you know,
yeah,
probably living comfortably with Lionel.
Probably is.
And pretty nice.
This probably won't be the last 30-year-old he dates either.
Just keep him 30 and then just never age. Get to stay the same.
Never age. You just stay in the same demographic.
Do you know how Valentine's came about?
I don't.
No, a little education. Back in the Roman era, the Romans didn't allow marriage because the king at that time thought marriage made up for a bad warrior. So he wanted all his guys unmarried. So he created Valentine's Day so you could share your chocolates and roses and all this stuff with your proverbial wife who you weren't married to.
Really? That's interesting. I'm just trying to move around so you can see my jersey. I didn't know that about Valentine's Day. That's good. That's good banter. You have great jerseys. You got Martin, you got Nurk.
Large.
Yeah. Instead of the Nurk jersey, you should just have a suit because that's all he wears because he's never in the game anymore.
I'll put a little blazer over the Blazers jersey next time for you.
Blazer over blazer.
Oh, that's good.
My first love, Air Jordans. I think I was 8. Those red and white high top Nikes. MJ. He used to wear the gold chain. He had the flight. He was the man. I love those shoes.
Ooh, how many pairs you have?
Just one. They're too expensive. I was loyal. One pair.
My mom wouldn't get them for me. One year she got them, and I go, Mom, are these Jordans? She goes, no, they're the Jumpman 1 collegiate editions. You could tell the salesperson was like, you know, just tell your son they're the Jumpman 1s. They aren't Jordans, but Jumpmans. And they're the collegiate edition. So ooh. I did love Jordans, though. I did get the 14s, one pair of 14s later. Jordan 14s, the day they came out, actually. Saved up all my money. And then my feet were so big that they only one pair came to a local Foot Locker. So I paid my mom to go stand in line for me and get the first pair when they came.
Oh, that's great.
I know. What a nice woman, right?
What a nice woman.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mom.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Bev. All right. What else do you want to talk about? Ooh, the Griff.
That's Ken Griffey. Like the first time I saw that swing, woo! That's still the sweetest swing in baseball.
And he still has the best SNES Super Nintendo baseball game by far. By far. Griffey brought us a ton of home runs, but also the greatest baseball video game of all time. Ken Griffey Baseball. And you'd always play with the Mariners. Always play with the Mariners. For me, one of my first loves was football. And in particular, forget what year it was. I was probably 5 or 6, and my grandma got me a Raiders. Raiders. Now she, I don't know how many choices my grandma had, but imagine she went to the local sports store and just got whatever one they had. Mm-hmm. Right. So you never know. They could have been out of the Cowboys and been out of the Dolphins. So she just got me the Raiders, but it was Marcus Allen's jersey. And it was the little helmet with just the one, you know, plastic like thing.
Like the field goal kicker.
Yeah, the field goal kicker. And I got pictures of me in a 3-point stance. Obviously, I didn't know how running backs ran. But funny enough, remember when?
Remember when?
I'm at the Las Vegas Golden Knights game versus the Blues this past Thursday. And the Grudens are in the front row right on the ice. And then they pan up to some guy that they're honoring or they're at the game promoting the Knights. Guess who it is?
Tom Brady.
Marcus Allen.
Marcus Allen.
I'm walking out of the rec room probably a period later, and I hear some rumblings behind me and turn around. Guess who it is?
Marcus Allen.
Marcus Allen. I go, Marcus, how you doing? And shook his hand. Full circle.
Full circle.
I didn't get to tell him that entire story because I ran after him. Some guy shoved me, but it was good. It was good. My first love, Marcus Allen, on the football field, or at least I thought. All right, what else you got?
I got a first date story.
Ooh.
At a ball game. Yeah.
Are we changing segments here?
No. First date, I don't know, first love. No, she was my first love. But here's the ironic part about it. So Turkey Toes was supposed to come out and visit me. We bought 2 tickets in the bleachers for a Yankee game. It rained out. It got rescheduled to September. Turkey Toes was out of town. And then I'm like, well, what am I going to do? It's during the week. And then I just met a girl and I invite her to the Yankee game. She's like, I love Derek Jeter. I love the Yankees. So we go. It's raining. I didn't have a jacket. I put on a Yankee poncho and I'm wearing the Yankee poncho in right field. I put it on. The Yankees score like 5 runs. Cano, Posada. And then it stops raining. I take it off. 2 innings later, the Devil Rays are coming back. And I just hear, hey, put that poncho back on. You, put that poncho. Hey, man, the Yankees haven't scored since you took off that poncho. I'm getting heckled in the right field bleachers. I put on the poncho.
It's not raining.
No. I put it on. The Yankees start scoring again. And the right field bleachers start cheering, lucky poncho, lucky poncho. And I'm dancing around. I'm having fun. Oh.
What's the girl thinking?
She's like, who is this guy? Like, he's lucky poncho. He's magic.
Is that what your name is in her phone still? Yeah. Lucky poncho.
Yeah, lucky poncho.
I got a worse date story for you around sports. So long time back, my buddy tried to set me up. He's like, this girl used to go to UW, just hang out with her. She's nice. So I was like, okay. And then similar to you, she's like, I love the Seahawks. And I was like, oh, there's a preseason game. Maybe I'd, you know, invite her and we go. That'd be fun. So I do. So I pay for the tickets. And if anyone knows Seattle, you, in order to get down to the stadiums, you either went through downtown or took the viaduct, their old viaduct. The viaduct kind of converges and you can't get off until you're right downtown. Well, a car caught fire in the middle of the viaduct just as we got on. I'm in an Uber. The Uber takes an hour and 45 minutes to get past the burning car. So we're late for the game already. It's preseason. On top of it, it is raining too. So we're there. We're getting dumped on. We get to the
front. How's the conversation going during that hour 45?
So what do you think of Russell Wilson?
Did you fake a nap?
We exhausted everything. You know, there's no more small talk left.
No more. Burn out.
Done. No small talk left. So we get to the game. We hustle. We're like, okay, it's only been the first quarter. We'll get there. We get to the gate. She's got her nice purse. Oh, purse can't come through. So we go, so where's the purse check-in? She goes, back at the event center. The event center is about a half mile away. We trudge down there, drop her purse off at the event center, come back up. We're walking to get up to our seats. Seats are okay. We're in the club. I'm like, oh, I just love a nice cold beer and sit down. I go, would you like a beer?
She what goes, part of the game is are we at right now?
We're about midway through the third.
Did they stop selling beer?
No, but it was a preseason game, so no one was playing. There was like just scrubs him. So there, yeah, we walk in and I go, I just love nice frosty beer. I go, would you like one? She goes, I don't drink. I go, okay, that's fine because this can still be fun. But I figured we exhausted all small talk. So maybe you need a beer to kind of loosen up and, you know, progress in the conversation. But that didn't happen. So we sat down and these drunk, like 18-year-olds behind us, one was passed out. The other one's puking, damn near puking on us.
The thing keeps getting worse.
So in that thing, I saw probably 8 minutes of the Seahawks game. We took an Uber back. I'm like, well, do you want to go get a drink or something? She's like, no, it's okay. I'm done. Way through like, the fire, the burning car,
the purse.
The purse. And I spent like $240 on preseason tickets with a kid puking behind us.
Oh, wonderful day.
Wonderful day. Any other first loves?
Yeah, I have first time at Wrigley Field. And you haven't been to Wrigley. We need to go. I know it's out of our jurisdiction, but they've got bars all around the stadium.
Wrigleyville?
It's packed. There's a lot of day games. You got to go to Murphy's or the Cubby Bear. And you got to have an old style. It's like the equivalent of a Rainier Ice or a Keystone. It's awful, but you got to drink it. So I go to the game. First game, Pedro Feliz is up. I'm sitting behind the plate, not like right behind the plate, but in that section. Foul ball. It goes into the second deck. I stand up. I turn around. It ricochets, and it comes in some nachos between me and another guy. And I grab it, and I hold it up, and everyone's cheering. I got a foul ball. It was so lame. So, like, when I told the story later, it was like I pushed some guy in a wheelchair, elbowed a kid, slid on my knees, caught it barehand. I wish it was like that, but it's so boring. Ricochet just lands by me. I look at the guy, and I just – beat him to the ball in the nachos.
You should have said then, but actually this woman went to the bathroom, gave me her young daughter to hold the whole time. There I was, caught it with the left hand in front of her forehead. Everyone cheered. Oh yeah, you can make that so much better. The one time I thought this is my first time winning anything, I think, but it's relevant to baseball. So they have Little League Day. You know, Mariner game, all the Little League, you know, your Little Leagues all go together. You all get in a bus. It's really cool. They drop you off and you get to go on this, you know, run around the bases or kind of go on the field if you want. And they have a raffle and there's like, you know, signed baseballs and, you know, all this stuff. And so you put your name in. You're like, oh, that'd be so cool if I won. Sure enough, like a week later, I get a call. They're like, is this Benjamin Martin? I'm like, yes. They're like, this is, you know, Jim Smith with the Seattle Mariners, you know, marketing division. I was like, yeah. He goes, you have one assigned baseball, Mark Langston. I was like, oh, yes. So you know what we did? We got in the car the next day, drove all the way down just to get the baseball and come back. I still have it. Mark Langston.
Oh.
16.
Jerry took you down?
Jerry Bear took me down. I was so proud coming back. What a baseball. Oh, I bet.
Langston was a stud. He had that high leg kick, that lefty.
Absolute stud. Mark. It's around here somewhere. I'll find it. I'll put it behind me. One of Langston. Instead, I got some.
Ooh, Siegs.
Siegs. You got to get more swag there, Wynn.
I know. I got to step it up. You've really raised the bar here. I was in the lead, but now I'm trailing. First love for me is the first day of the NCAA basketball tournament. It's a Thursday. It's usually mid-March. It's right around my birthday. And I'm watching games all day long. Like 9 o'clock, I'm taking conference calls kind of. But I'm watching games all day long. I love it. I love the action. I love the upsets. I love how they transition between the first game and the second game. So you can always see like who's coming down the stretch. That's my first love. The full, first day.
Full day, too. What time did the game start at, like, 10 Eastern? Is that right?
It's 9:05.
Eastern, right?
Pacific.
9:05 Pacific. Okay. So yeah. The minute you
So see- it was great when we lived in New York because you could actually work a half day.
Yeah.
And then you could now you're the sitting down here, to your, it's like
sitting down to your first omelet at work and
yeah.
Beam up the two screens. Here we go. Where's my fake email in app? Here we go. And we're off.
Another first. Remember when?
Remember when?
1999, I went to my first NCAA Final Four in Tampa. It was Duke, ooh, Michigan State, okay, UConn, and Ohio State. And this is when Duke had William Avery, Trajan Langdon, I think they had McGetty, Elton Brand. UConn had Rip Hamilton, Khalid El-Amin. Ohio State had Scoonie Penn, Michael Redd. Michigan State had Mateen Cleaves, Mo Peterson. Ooh. Like, the field was loaded.
And you fell asleep for the first game. Went a little too hard.
Duke played UConn. I did not fall asleep, but I almost did because they didn't serve beer there.
Yeah, it could have.
Which I guess it's collegiate athletics. Yeah. But anyways, UConn won. They upset Duke. And that's when Rip Hamilton was most valuable player. But you know what I love best about this story? What? Rip Hamilton. He got the name Rip because he'd rip out of his diapers when he was little. That is, and he just still has that nickname. It's Rip.
No,
Rip Hamilton. Just he'd be off and running. he ripped through the Blue Devils. That was a great game.
Rip, Rip must have had a lot of uncles. Like, I feel like uncles don't forget a nickname. They just called him that all through college. Why do you call him Rip? Oh man, he used to rip through his diapers. Just sticks. So they just follow him to every basketball game. I mean, he goes to start yelling "Rip." There, just sticks.
Yeah, just sticks.
I'm good with Valentine's for all those soldiers out there that wanted to get married but couldn't. Vikings or all Valentine's Day. Now it's chocolates. Now it's roses. Now it's Lionel Richie, and his 30-year-old girlfriend. I bet you there's 29-year-olds just waiting at his doorstep.
Probably are. He's probably got a couple in different cities too. Sorry, Lionel, for busting your cover.
All right, you want to wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up. WST Podcast. You can find us everywhere you like to get your podcasts. Podbeam. We just renewed our membership, so you can check us out there. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeart. We're everywhere.
Facebook,
Twitter, Instagram @WST_podcast.
Boom.
Boom.